Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres. Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Florence, good afternoon.
How you doing?
When I saw your initial contact, I thought you were asking the question, should you go to Turkey for a gastric sleeve operation, which is a pretty serious operation, but you were adamant you are going.
Oh, I am going, yes. And what I want to know is, I've rang Eton Health Board today, Jesse, Department of Health, Foreign Affairs, all the way down to the Irish Embassy. I've no issue quarantining in the hotel when I return. Hmm. It's just they are not willing to meet my dietary needs when I return.
Okay, so do you want to take me through the first part of that? Is you're travelling to Turkey next week, and I don't want the name of the clinic.
No, I'm not going to mention the name of it. It's a hospital in Turkey I'm travelling to. I'll be there for 4 days.
Yeah.
So I get COVID test before I leave Ireland, which I'll be getting that on Saturday. I get COVID tests when I arrive in Turkey. I get a COVID test as I leave Turkey. I'm escorted from the company I'm going with. They pick me up in the airport. Hmm. They bring me to a hospital.
Yeah.
Then when I finish on the 4th of May, they bring me back to the airport from the hospital. And I'm set on my way then back to Ireland. Now, as I said, I have no issue with the quarantine. But I've been forced to do a mandatory quarantine, fill out a form. And the minute I send this on, I'm told I have to accept the terms and conditions, which I don't, because they're refusing to meet my dietary needs, which would be a liquid diet I have to have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've rang three of the hotels that's on the mandatory list.
Yeah.
I've rang the hotel, the main hotel, their head office, and they've told me it's up to each individual hotel to meet my needs. I've offered to park my car in the hotel before I fly with everything I need in the boot of the car. I've offered to drop the stuff to the hotel before I go.
Okay.
Because he told me the car parks are closed, and I've been told no because I don't know what hotel I'm going to.
And what type of diet will you be on after the gastric sleeve operation?
I have to have a lactose milk, a protein shake. I'm type 2 diabetes. The reason I'm mainly going over is reduced diabetes, because I will end up on insulin if I don't do something about my weight. So I have to get a protein shake, a low sugar one, like an Actimel type yogurt, something with a probiotic to protect my stomach from the medication I'm going to be on, and water. That's all I'm allowed to have for 2 weeks.
And you'd be on your own in a room in a hotel?
No, my own GP is aware of the situation I'm going, so she's advised me to bring my partner because I'm not going to be able to carry the bags. So he's actually, both of us were going to quarantine the hotel. We've no issues with that.
Okay. So what's entailed in a gastric sleeve operation?
Well, 80% of my stomach is going to be cut out.
And what's the
It's keyhole surgery, so it'll be 80% of my stomach is going to be removed.
And what do they replace it with?
It's I'm going to have like a banana shaped stomach, so 20% of my stomach is going to be left there.
Okay.
Now, I've went to dietary groups and I've lost 9 stone. I've went to gyms at the same time, lost 9 stone. But I cannot keep her off because my stomach is overstretched and I cannot maintain the weight off. So the only way I can do it is to remove the overflow of the stomach.
But could you get that operation in Ireland, Florence?
I can, yeah, but I don't have 15 to 20,000 euro to get it done in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
It's 4 or 5 times more expensive to get it done in Ireland than there is 3,500 in Turkey to get done.
And have you
I've been saving for this the last 2 years to get done.
And have you spoken, Florence, to anyone who's had it done in Turkey?
I know loads of people that have done. Loads of people.
Are you serious?
Loads.
And people have known.
You'd be very, very surprised about the people that travel to Turkey to get this done.
And what else did they travel?
I'm on a Pacific group that there's more than 10,000 people on this group between Ireland and England that have got this done.
Wow.
The outcome is amazing from it. And they're probably more experienced because they do it often.
And what's the feed? What's the follow-up?
The follow-up is, now, my GP has, because of her duty of care, she's willing to take care of me when I come home. But okay. If I can get over, I have 2 years to go over to Turkey, when I can get over again, and they'll do every test possible under the sun for me. Now, the pre-op test I get done is second to none. It's brilliant. You get, ECGs, blood tests. Hmm. You get a camera down. Like, before they even attempt to do the surgery, you get a pre-test.
But, Florence, it is...
Same way you would here.
Yeah, but it is an operation. It is a general anaesthetic. Is it a general anaesthetic?
It is.
Which in itself is a risk.
It is.
And you're not worried about...
I'm not. As I said to my doctor, I says, I can either take a massive heart attack in Ireland and die, or I can take a massive heart attack and die on the table in Turkey. Either way, if I don't lose the weight, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
My own GP, she does agree with the surgery. She says, I need to do something. I do need to do something.
Okay. You're at your wit's end, isn't that? That's what you're saying.
All I want to know is, my dietary needs will they be met when I come home? That's all I want to know. I understand. I actually agree with the quarantine. I've no issues whatsoever doing it. I've also told them I need 45 minutes exercise to the Department of Health.
Yeah.
And they've told me they'd be only willing to give me 15 minutes. Now, I could end up with a gastric pain, like built up a gas, which I could be in extreme pain. So I'll probably be end up hospitalised. Because I won't get the exercise. You have to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Turkey now, we're made walk. We're not allowed just to sit in the bed. We have to walk for those couple of days that we're there.
There's a long statement in from the HSE, but the top line is, the TIFCO Hotel Group have designed menus with dietary requirements in mind.
Yeah, but they're not catering for mine. Now, if you were...
But yours is... would it be fair to say, Florence, yours is a fairly... cheap dietary requirement.
Yes, it would be, yeah. Well, it's probably about €20 to buy a bag of protein. Like, where they'd only be given fries. I can't have... Like, somebody sent a photograph that they got a fry, they got muffins, she's got what I got. She's getting what I got done. That's what they sent her up.
And you're saying that's the food that would make you...
I wouldn't be able to touch that.
Are you saying that's the food that has you where you are in that sense?
Well, that is the food that would have me the way I am as well. But after surgery, I wouldn't be able to touch that.
I know. And could you delay the surgery, Florence?
For my own health and my own risk, no.
Okay.
If I don't do this now, something else is going to get into my way. And it's just, as I said, I've been thinking of getting this done. I've been saving the money to get this done. I have the money ready. Now, when the 2,500 came into effect for me and my partner to quarantine, I borrowed the money to get that done, to quarantine. I've no issues quarantining.
Yeah.
I've no issues being took off a plane and brought down to a holding room and being escorted by the army into a bus and brought to God knows where.
Well, most people seem to be brought to... I know one of our callers last week...
Well, the hotel told me they cannot guarantee where I'd be brought due to the capacity.
Capacity issues, yeah.
Yeah.
And have you spoken to anyone who's had this operation?
Yes, I've spoken to loads. I've friends, I've family that's... Well, not family that's got it done, but I've friends that's got it done. I've people that live in where I live have it done. Girls I walk with have got it done. All in the same place.
Yeah.
Loads of people I know have got done, and the outcomes are just amazing.
Hmm.
Like, they go on in this country about people being overweight and obesity problems, and when I'm trying to cure mine, I'm being...
And have you attended the clinic in Loughlinstown, run by Donald?
I have never been offered that. Okay. I'm a diabetic and overweight. I've been diabetic since I was 40. I'm 48 years of age now.
Okay.
I've been overweight all my life and I've never been offered that.
Okay. Apparently
I feel like I'm being discriminated as well because I haven't refused to take my vaccine. I would have took my vaccine. I work in retail. I've been spit at, kicked, shouted at, I've been abused left, right and centre for the whole time I've been in retail. And still, I wasn't offered any vaccine. So I feel the likes of us that haven't got are being discriminated, because obviously you're allowed, you don't have to quarantine if you don't have, if you have a vaccine.
Yeah. And when you say don't, I don't want to know your weight, but tell me.
Oh, well, no problem.
No, no, I don't, yeah, right, yeah. I don't. In Florence, and you mentioned going for the glastic sleeve because you feel you are, but you are overweight.
Well, it's not it? Feel.
I know, but are you ever, yeah, are you ever abused in your work because of your weight?
Oh, not because of the weight, no, because it's a retail position. No.
Okay, I understand. We've had people on who were, especially in the pandemic.
I've never had that.
The four hotels are the Crown Plaza in Santry, the Holiday Inn in Santry, Clontarf Castle, the Hard Rock.
No, the only one I didn't contact was the one, the Haircore.
The Hard Rock.
I contacted the other three.
Apparently the Hard Rock Hotel, we had a caller last week, it's stunningly comfortable and stunningly high-end. But anyway, and there's no way when you find out, obviously you can make phone calls when you go to the hotel.
I've done all this.
Can you not ring your friends and say, would you deliver?
But the only person that I'd be allowed to bring up there is my sister.
And no, my but sister can they deliver what you need when you come back? Are you with me?
Yeah, but the thing is, you're bringing a person, just say, use my sister as an example. She's recovering from cancer. And they want me to bring my sister into a quarantine facility.
Yeah, but there's another way around. You can get, I'm asking, I don't know the answer. I was suggesting last week, could people post stuff to you in the hotel?
So I have to order my stuff from a company actually comes from England.
Okay.
It takes 3 to 5 days to get it delivered.
And have you got
it? I would have done that.
Okay.
And left that in my care or left that in the hotel, but I was told I couldn't.
They told me
I could do that when I arrived, but it takes 3 to 5 days for that to be delivered.
But have you got it? Have you got that anyway?
No.
Well, should you not order that anyway? Well, at least have it in Dublin somewhere.
I will get a certain amount of stuff come back from Turkey.
They won't be doing me
for 14 days coming back from Turkey.
Okay. I'm so sorry you're in this position, Florence. I really am. And I'm so sorry that you're in the position. But as you say, you're not the only one by a long shot
needing a
gastric sleeve. I really hope it works for you. I really
do. I've notified the HSA, I've notified the Department of Foreign Affairs.
And it doesn't.
I was on to the Commissioner of Assistance yesterday. I was on to the Department of Health numerous times. And all I keep getting told is, we don't know how to answer your question.
Yeah.
It was actually the fellow of Commissioner of Assistance says it wouldn't be a bad idea to contact yourself.
Who suggested it to us?
The Commissioner of Assistance, one of his people on the phone I was speaking to yesterday.
Well, it doesn't,
to put it out there.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem a very odorous, a very onerous demand. Like what you're saying is, I'm not going to eat the food that you're cooking, nothing to do with the food, but my diet because of the operation.
I have a doctor's letter stating that I have to have a liquid diet suitable to my diabetes plus from the, I have a letter to state this from my own GP.
Well, Florence, will you
and from Turkey.
Well, then will you keep in touch with us?
I will, yeah.
And I don't know anything about Turkey. I read a biog of Erdogan recently.
It's not even the issue of quarantine.
It's not a nice country. There's more journalists in prison in Turkey than any other country in the world. But anyway, and lots of human rights abuses. But that's neither here nor there for what you're doing. Please contact us when you come back. I hope it goes well for you in the circumstances.
And
I can see from the screen we're nearly out of time, but a lot of people think you're being very reasonable.
Yeah.
I think you've been very reasonable. Okay, Florence, mind yourself, won't you, please?
I will.
Especially after the operation, because you will have stitches, I presume.
I'll have stitches and staples.
Well, then would you be really careful lifting stuff?
But that's why I'm bringing my partner, I don't have to lift anything.
Okay.
That's why my doctor has advised me to do so.
And get all the help going through. Well, you say they are going through airports and all that, carry on.
Yeah.
Okay, Florence.
I have said the airport in Turkey is actually have arranged a wheelchair for me.
Yeah, good stuff. Rightly so. Yeah. Okay, Florence Lindsay, mind yourself, Florence, and I hope everything goes well. Bye-bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.